wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This show is called Particles and Waves. It runs for the next hour, and it's an eclectic music program, so I get to play a selection of whatever I want, but usually things I'm enjoying, things that are kind of matching what life is like around these parts, and today it's sunny. And for those of you who are not in the Pacific Northwest or have never been to Vancouver, the fact that it is December and sunny out and I can see the sun and that the sky is blue is a cause for celebration, needless to say. I pretty notoriously have severe seasonal affective issues. I love Vancouver, but I hate that we're in cloudy darkness for an entire season, so... yeah, this show celebrates the sun in a couple of different ways and is either songs about the sun or just songs that make me feel sunny inside. And that's all I've got. But I'm really excited about the lineup. So I'm going to start with some a local band called The Catherines that I have not stopped being impressed with since I heard them way early this year. They've got an album called To Bring You My Heart. They are a trio of girls who are just, they hit every perfect point as to what good pop music should be. So I wanted to play you a track of theirs called Ultraviolet. After that, another Canadian band, Cheerleader, with Sunshine of Your Youth off of the album of the same name. And then Edmonton, I think they'd be proud to, if I called them weirdos, very talented group, The Wet Secrets, with Sunshine. Please enjoy.
Met your eyes through the haze in the atmosphere, like rays of light beckoning through the dark. By my side, whisper things that I want to hear, effortless, witty words, quick remarks. Pull me in like gravity, want to keep you close to me. Such a rush, this urgency, need to say before you leave. Doesn't matter that you and I just met. I'm not ready to let you go just yet. You hit me like you're ultraviolet, and I'm hoping you'll take me with you. Got no plans as we atmosphere, like rays of light beckoning through the dark.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was The Wet Secrets with Sunshine off of their album Free Candy, which I highly recommend you check out. They are a super neat band. They wear marching band outfits and put on one hell of an energetic show if you ever get the chance. Before that, Cheerleader with Sunshine of Your Youth off of the album of the same name, and The Catherines with Ultraviolet from their absolutely phenomenal album To Bring You My Heart. The next track I want to play is one that I just discovered a few hours ago and I really, really like. This happens every so often. It's a duo, sisters from Toronto that go by the name Lola with two A's at the end. And they have a new album out that is a self-titled album. They've been releasing music for a few years, though, and this is a track called Barricades that I have been really, really enjoying. After that, I've got a track from Cults, and then my favorite song from Alex LaHaye's album, which I've played before, but I'm going to play again, because once again, today is the sunny, awesome, feel-good Particles and Waves show, so please enjoy.
I have a right to safety, I have a right to education, I have a right to my culture. Kids like me need to know about child rights and earlier age what to do about it.
Today, the Canadian Council of Child and Youth Advocates asks you to make every day a day to stand up for children's rights in your life. If you are a young person who needs the help of an advocate, you can also find the advocate for your own province listed on ccya.ca.
Am I wrong?
Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Nihilists.
The Great Escape from Nihilism, Rediscovering Our Passion in Late Modernity by Dr. Gordon E. Karkner involves a journey out of the prison of contemporary nihilism and into a meaningful life trajectory. Rooted in the work of Canadian premier philosopher Charles Taylor, this book is a relevant read for students and faculty. You can find it at the UBC or Regent bookstores.
Who's a f***ing nihilist around here, you bunch of f***ing crybabies?
Waited so long to be nameless.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was Alex LaHaye, an Australian artist who released an album called I Love You Like a Brother very recently. Track is called Every Day's the Weekend. I love it. It's just so upbeat and fun. Before that, Cults with a track called With My Eyes Closed off of their brand new album, Offering, and Lola with Barricades off of their self-titled album, which recently arrived at the station. All right, now it is time for me to talk a little bit about stuff I've been talking about a lot online, but I'm getting back into video games a little bit, and for a variety of reasons, a very specific studio's video games, which is Cyan Worlds. They have been around for a very long time, over 20 years, and they released Myst and Riven back in the 90s and kind of revolutionized what games were, who wanted to play them, what they could look like, how amazingly artistic and complex and intricate they could be. They're really notorious puzzle games from that sort of point and click era, but a little like really difficult, but just captivating for people like me. And so Cyan, continued making games. They're a really, really small company, and a couple of years ago, in 2013, they launched a Kickstarter and said, we want to make another game, but we need the funds. And so it did get funded and finally was released as Abduction, with an O, in late 2016. So just about a year ago, it finally came out for a system that I owned this year, so I've been able to play this game that is a fantastically modernized, gorgeously rendered update of the same kind of gameplay that I fell in love with over 20 years ago when I was a very, very small child and there were no walkthroughs to look up how to solve puzzles. And so I started listening to the soundtrack as well. The soundtrack was also really special because the founders of Cyan were two brothers, Rand and Robin Miller. They acted as, like, the Myst game was really, really lo-fi. And so they, played roles in it. And Robin Miller was the composer of the first two games' soundtracks. And then he left the company to go pursue more music and other things. But he was brought back to compose the score for Abduction. And it's lovely. I bought it recently, and I was listening through it, and I really wanted to play a track from it. It's very, very simple. It's very it's an instrumental. It's going to slow things down a little bit in terms of the pace of this particular show, but it's a song that I stood in one spot for a good 3 minutes when I was playing the game, just so I could listen to this haunting piece of music, which you hear at a moment when you stumble on, you finally unlock this house and finally get a huge chunk of information about what's happened in the game, the background, the setup, the plot that you're kind of uncovering as you go. And it's a really emotional, impactful moment to finally get some answers. And they're really bittersweet, and they're really there's a lot of pathos in there, and the music really, really reflects that. So this is a track from the Abduction soundtrack. It's called Caroline Farley, after the owner of the house that you eventually get into. I really do hope you enjoy it. And then I'm going to follow it up with The Wilderness of Manitoba with a track called Northern Sky, and Jets Overhead from Victoria with Sun, Sun, Sun. Thank you.
Have you ever used or wanted to use a community lending library, collective workshop, or bike co-op? Come out to Making Space, Questioning Power and Privilege in Makerspaces on Wednesday, November 29th in the Mount Pleasant Neighborhood House from 5 to 8 p.m. to examine how power and privilege shows up in makerspaces and explore strategies that support more inclusive and equitable initiatives. Go to diversityandmakerspaces.eventbrite.ca to register for this event, and there'll be free food.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Before all that, you heard Jets Overhead from Victoria with a track called Sun, Sun, Sun off of their Jets Overhead EP, which was the first thing that they really released and remains excellent to this day. Before that, The Wilderness of Manitoba with Northern Sky off of the album Across the Dark, and Caroline Farley, a part of the Abduction soundtrack by Robin Miller. Going back to the sunny sort of upbeat songs, I cannot do a show like this without playing The Moffats. The Moffats are a Canadian band that existed in that really weird blip of time between like 1998 to 2000, which is also right around the time when I was like between the ages of 9 and 11, which I really feel is like the first big hurdle for developing music taste, or not hurdle, but it's the first monumentous sort of thing where you realize that there's music outside of what your parents know. And I remember the Moffats vividly. I remember they had one song called Bang Bang Boom that's still one of my go-to sort of dorky, fun pop rock songs. And a couple of months ago, maybe close to a year ago now, I actually went back to check out the Moffats' album Submodalities, which is where that track came from, and discovered another one called California, which fills me with delight to absolutely no end, because it's such a beautiful encapsulation of the year 2000 in pop rock. And, you know, this was just a couple years before The OC happened, and there was that intro song that was really infamous about California. But to have a bunch of Canadian guys writing and singing about California in a way that was very much meant to evoke how American pop rock sounded and really meant to cross over. Like, this was, there was really, you know, CanCon was a very, very different place back then. And I just love it. It's great. They put out two albums and then disbanded and have never really done anything again. And if they ever reunite, I hope they come to Vancouver, because I would love to see, you know, again, it would just be one of those things that would fulfill a need that 10-year-old me did not realize she had. So yeah, please enjoy California by the Moffats from Submodalities. And then another old, you know, mainstay Canadian band, though they've continued to release music. They're the Sky Diggers with Warmth of the Sun off of the brand new album of the same name.
We'll be right back.
let's make this right. Bury the past, it'll haunt you at night. Promises made, meant to be kept. To honor your word means to never forget.
It's been a long time coming, such a long time coming now.
Can the warmth of the sun heal anyone? Can the stars and the moon heal? That we pray, tongue that we speak, love that we make, and the peace that we see.
It's been a long time coming, such a long time coming.
Let the warmth of the sun heal everyone. Let the stars and moon reveal the truth.
Yeah, awesome. So that was a song called Good Morning by Group Love off of Big Mess, which was my top album of 2016, because it is all just that upbeat and happy, and oh my gosh, did we ever need that. Before that, Sky Diggers with Warmth of the Sun off of their new album, which is the same name, and The Moffats with California from Submodalities, which is most certainly not new. It is now 17 years old. Yeah. It is old enough to have its own Tumblr with several hundred followers, if not thousands, which is kind of nuts. I've got time for exactly one more song, and it's also going to be a sun-related one. It's going to be Portugal the Man with Share With Me the Sun from their phenomenal album In the Mountain in the Cloud. Thank you so much for listening to Particles and Waves. Please stay tuned for more excellent on-campus content, and I will catch you all next week.
Share with me.